Chapter 27. 2 or 3 weeks passed. One morning, having come to a pause in my work, I thought I would give myself a holiday, and I went to the Louvre. I wandered about looking at the pictures I knew so well, and let my fancy play idly with the emotions they suggested. I sauntered into the long gallery, and there suddenly saw Struve. I smiled, for his appearance, so rotund and yet so startled, could never fail to excite a smile. And then, as I came nearer, I noticed that he seemed singularly disconsolate. He looked woebegone and yet ridiculous, like a man who's fallen into the water with all his clothes on and, being rescued from death, frightened still, feels that he only looks a fool. Turning round, he stared at me. But I perceived that he did not see me. His round blue eyes looked harassed behind his glasses. "Struve," I said. He gave a little start and then smiled, but his smile was rueful. "Why are you idling in this disgraceful fashion?" I asked gaily. "It's a long time since I was at the Louvre. I thought I'd come and see if they had anything new."
"But you told me you had to get a picture finished this week."
"Strickland's painting in my studio. I suggested it myself. He's not strong enough to go back to his own place yet. I thought we could both paint there. Lots of fellows in the quarter share a studio. I thought it would be fun. I've always thought it would be jolly to have someone to talk to when one was tired of work." He said all this slowly, detaching statement from statement with a little awkward silence, and he kept his kind, foolish eyes fixed on mine. They were full of tears.